Welcome in, Braves Today, bravestoday.com. He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. Of course, it's brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off and the coffee shipped directly to your door. Lindsey, my frustration with this Braves team is what date shows up to play. I would say hardball, but I don't know. Maybe I should say that. I've called it the schizophrenic hitting team, because it's amazing how they will look terrible one night and then the next night they'll hang up 8 runs and then they'll get one hit the following night after that. And it's the same dang lineup. Like, it's not like Snitker's moving people around and it's just completely thrown everybody off kilter. It just, what team shows up, and everybody mentions pitching, Lindsey. I told you, I said the hitting is holding this team back.
The offense being power deficient, having a power outage this year, has definitely changed, I think, the ceiling of the team on a day-to-day basis, right? Like, it's hard to see how this team's going to climb back up in the National League East and challenge the Phillies for a 7th straight division title.
Right.
When you are 20th in home runs and, you know, 85 WRC plus for the month of May and things like that. What is good is Marcell Ozuna has still been hitting all year. He's still hot. He did have his on-base streak finally broken on Wednesday against Boston. But
was that the one hitter?
That was the one hitter.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. One hit, 2 walks. Only 3 guys got on.
Yep.
But Matt Olson's gotten hotter recently.
Yeah.
Ozzie Albies is batting like 275 or so. And I think Austin Riley is starting to kind of come out of his issues as well. He's always been a streaky guy. And this season, it feels like he's been struggling with fastballs, mm-hmm. which is really kind of a timing thing. You know, he has to either sit breaking ball and watch the fastball or sit fastball and watch the breaking ball. And I feel like he's kind of caught in between right now. So I think the offense can get better. And historically, they've been pretty good in June. They're not going to be as good as they were last June. They were like 25 and 4 or something nuts last June. But they've historically been good in June. You no longer have the cold weather potentially keeping the ball from flying farther. The only thing you have now is MLB, how they've neutered the ball to keep the ball from flying farther. With the pitching still being as good as it's been, mm-hmm. right, as good as it was in the month of May, I feel like it's still a postseason team. You're still probably the first wild card in the National League, but I think your margin for error is slimmer than it has been in maybe a while.
I think the frustrating thing for me is I think we got spoiled last year. And the reason I say we got spoiled last year, not necessarily because of the power numbers, because how many times did you and I do a podcast last year saying this team is never out of it? It could be 6-1 going to the 8th, and this team has the potential to make a run in the bottom of the 8th and bottom of the 9th in order to do a walk-off win. This year, I don't get that. The potential's there, but the feeling is not there. I don't have a feeling once they're down like they were against Boston, 6-0, 7-0, 8-1, whatever it may be, and you've got 4 innings left, it's like, nail's kind of in the coffin now. A guy's sitting there hammering it. And so we'll see if they end up, you know, trying to make a run. But it just doesn't seem like that push to say, hey, they're never out of it. I think it can get there just because, and I'll let you talk about the hard hit ball ratio. I mean, it's unbelievable how hard they're hitting the ball. It's just got nothing to show for it. But if any of those ever start falling, yes, I think going into the 7th, that they're down 3 runs, that's nothing. Like, that's nothing. But right now, the way they're hitting the ball, you're down 3 going into the 7th and you come away with nothing in the 7th. I don't feel good about the 8th and 9th.
Yeah. And we're getting a little bit of insight as time goes on that batted ball thing, right? Austin Riley mentioned after last night's game, and I think this is reported by Justin Toscano of the AJC, that Washington's outfielders were in a different position. Like, they were aligned a little differently as far as depth and things like that to try to capitalize on what Atlanta does. Atlanta's number one in baseball at average exit velocity, and they're number one at hard hit rate. So they're hitting balls harder than anybody else, and they're doing it more often than anybody else. They're also, I think, third by percentage and the percentage of those hard hit balls that are outs. And it's some of that is just luck, you know, randomness in baseball, not so luck, randomness in baseball. And that
Yeah, you used that L word, didn't you? We're going to get.
Yeah. People hate when I call randomness luck, but some of it's randomness. Yeah. Some of it is opponent positioning and game plan. Teams are pitching the Braves a little bit differently this year. It's more fastballs down versus fastballs up. That way, if you miss, you're missing below the zone versus missing middle. And then some guys are just in the slow part of a streak right now. And I do think we got spoiled last year a little bit. And I'm even guilty of it. Like somebody who's watched baseball from a critical perspective, right? And talking about like all the prospect work that I did, talking about outcomes and 90th percentile outcomes and all of that is in retrospect, both on injury luck and on batted ball performance, Atlanta kind of had a 95th percentile outcome year last year, right? All of these hard hit balls fell or they made it to the seats. The injury luck, for the most part, you didn't have any severe injuries minus Ozzie Albies and Travis d'Arnaud last year. And so a lot of guys kind of got the randomness went in their favor last year.
That's
not say luck. And now it's kind of reversed and the randomness is going against you. And over time, this is the kind of thing that levels out. And there was a great note from Travis d'Arnaud, I think it was about a week ago, where he said, we would rather be slumping in May than slumping in October. And I do think that that's a kind of an aspect of this that we're forgetting about, is that this offense went incredibly cold in October when you face Philly, right? You scored like, that was your lowest four-game run total of the entire year last year. That is what's going on right now. And I would trade this right now so that it didn't happen in October. And 2021, similar thing. You were a little bit slower early in the year. You dealt with injuries too. You lost Ronald Acuna and stuff like that, but you were slower earlier in the year. You made all those trades around the deadline. Everybody got hot down the stretch and you rode that all the way to a World Series. So let's keep some perspective here. There's still, you've played 60 games right now. There's still 102 games in the regular season to go. We've got time for the randomness to at least swing back to normal, if not in your favor.
Well, and the one thing, you know, one of the examples I pointed out late in the game, and it was all for nothing because the game was kind of in hand. All we had to do is depend on the bullpen to close the game out as far as the first game of the series against Washington. And that was Michael Harris II, who's up at the plate, and he hits a ball that probably goes 425 feet down the line, and it's just foul. And then the very next pitch, he dribbles to the second baseman. That's that randomness, that luck. That's that 1.5 feet down the line that would have made a difference in maybe his confidence and hitting the ball 400 plus to hitting the ball that barely went 75 feet and may not have gone 80 if the second baseman doesn't put a glove on it because it's just a dribbler. So I would like to see more. I get it. It's randomness. It's luck. But still, it's time for them to get a break because you've got the Acuna injuries out for the year. You've got the Strider injury. The bad breaks have made themselves apparent here at the first part of the season. It's finally time for the baseball gods, if you will, to start having some things go the Braves' way.
And speaking of Michael Harris, he is number one on the team in the percentage of hard hit balls that have been out. So, like, it's certain guys are getting hurt more than this than other guys. Acuna was up there pretty high. Harris was up there pretty high. Riley was up there pretty high. And then guys like Ozuna weren't that high up there. And he was having better luck on his batted balls. And obviously his results are, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but you can kind of see how things like this all end up with subpar offensive numbers. At the end of the day, I don't think Atlanta is going to finish the year 20 or 25th in home runs.
Right.
You've got 100 games for them to do better. Do I think they're going to lead the league in home runs? Probably not. Are they going to hit 307 again? Probably not. But I do think they're going to be better than they are showing right now because they've got time for this randomness to work itself back out.
It's all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Get your 10% discount by using the promo code BRAVES. Get it delivered to your door. They wait ahead You know, I would say they pick the beans whenever you order it. That's not true. They do roast them when you order it, and then they deliver them directly to your door. You can also get tea. You can get flavored coffees as well. It's all at plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves for your discount. Let's talk pitching a little bit since we are talking about hitting, and that's the two things that just basically determine the wins and losses within the Braves program, because the defense seems to be there. Arcia has really pleasantly surprised me as far as his defensive numbers are concerned. He's been very impressive out there at short. But pitching-wise, Riley as well. Yes.
And I had a tweet the other day.
Kelnick has as well. And Hopeman, his wrist seems to be okay. Even though Duvall did get the nod, I still think he's good to go. You had a note the other day. What? I'm sorry.
I had a tweet the other day, or a series of tweets, when the All-Star opening balloting came open, talking about who's going to win the Gold Glove in the National League this year. And Austin Riley is the leading defensive third baseman in the National League in outs above average. Because so many of the great defensive third basemen this year are in the American League. And Nolan Arenado is having a rough year in every respect. And so, like, Austin Riley's defense legitimately is best in the National League at his position. Orlando Arcia is up there. Kelnick is the if Eddie Rosario can be a Gold Glove nominee in left field for the Braves last year, Kelnick definitely should be one this year.
I completely agree. As far as the rest of the weekend is concerned, my prediction, I completely can be jinxing this from him right now. I think Sale has a wonderful outing and bounces back from his mishap that he had the last time out. I think he makes some adjustments. And then Morton and Fried. So expectations of what we expect to see out of the Braves throughout the rest of the weekend in this Washington series?
They've already won one. I'm going to say 2-1 for the rest of the series. I'm a little bit nervous about Saturday's matchup with Mackenzie Gore, just because he did so well against Atlanta last time. Now, his last outing, he got shelled. And I don't remember exactly who that was. I just remember he gave up a ton of runs. And I'm thinking Atlanta couldn't do that to him, and they did that to him.
Yeah.
But overall, I do think 2-1. I don't know if that's going to be the game. It was the Mets. The Mets tagged him for 6 runs on 7 hits and 4 1/3. And I'm like, wait, the Braves struck out 10 times and only scored 1 earned run against you, and you gave up 6 to the Mets? But something where I feel like they're going to have a bounce back. I just still worry about that one. So I'm going to say 2-1 to finish the series 3-1 and with a win. If they do lose one of these games, it'll be their first loss in Nationals Park, I think, since like 2018. Absurd stat like that.
Well, I will say this. Fried's pissed off, and I like pissed off Fried. So
Dale's pissed off.
There's no chance I'm picking against Fried. So there's your one. There's one win on the weekend. Sale is pissed off, like you just said, because of his last out. He stays mad, first off. So he's at himself, not at everybody else. He's just one of those people. He's very competitive. Like you and I've talked about, you noticed that even in the spring. The guy was ready to play in the World Series in spring training and wanted to hear nothing of the sorts about failure or anything else, even though that's nothing that got said about that, but that's what he brought up. So Sale's pissed off. So I'm going to go 2-1 as well, because you mentioned Gore. It's not necessarily Gore as much to me as it is Morton. I don't know which pitcher's going to show up whenever he takes the mound right now, just because he looked great last time out. But before that, he looked terrible. So I'm kind of curious which one shows up. They do have, as you said, momentum going their way, just because playing in Nationals Park, the Braves seem to have a really big time there.
I did confirm it was 2018 the last time they lost a game in Nationals Park. So they've done pretty well there. Let's see if they keep it up in the nation's capital this weekend.
We shall see if the luck runs out, or randomness runs out. Excuse me.
Randomness runs out.
It's all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com to find out more information. Lindsay has tons of articles up on Braves Today right now, including a recap of what took place as far as game one is concerned. We'll have takeaways as well from games 2, 3, and 4 throughout the weekend, as well as some cool stuff, including the celebration article that everybody keeps talking about. I thought that was very neat as well.
Kind of explaining what that's about. I've got some prospect stuff up, including a draft look there. So lots of options here.
Draft preview, as well as...
which I will be at the draft this year in Dallas. So we'll have hopefully some live reporting coming from Dallas from the Futures game and draft weekend.
And stay tuned. We will keep you posted. There is some potential trade speculation that may be taking place where we start talking about outfielders and pitchers and everything else. Lindsay will have all that coverage for you again at BravesToday.com. Lindsay, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, buddy.